Today we'll be doing Sevav. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Pasach Mipnei Hayira O Hakavod Acher Shamar Emes. If one interrupted out of honor or out of fear or honor after saying the word Emes, O Shasiim Kodem Hachazon V'Samach Hashem Elokeichem Im Emes U'Mamtin She'Askel Hachazon V'Shei Yomarim. Or he finished the paragraph of Shema before the Chazon did. Inu Tzarich La'Chazor V'Lomar Pam Acher Emes. He need not go back and repeat the word Emes. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Lamed Aleph tells us U'Mamtin Perush De'ilu Im Lo Shaha Mishat Kinon Leikesh. If he didn't pause, then we would tell him to remain silent when he goes back to say MS. We're not going to let him say the word MS again. The same way that we don't allow a person to say the word Shema or Modim twice because it looks like you're davening to two gods. But if you just stayed, but if he paused, even though we don't silence him, we call Makom, he doesn't have to repeat the word MS. What's the point of repeating MS? Anywhere where he's permitted to pause during Birchos Kriya Shema, Kishachozer Acharkach, Einu Tzarich LaChazor, Ela LaTeva SheHapasach Mimena. When he interrupts subsequently, he only has to return to the word where he interrupted. Uvatfila Ayin LeKamon Mesimik Kufdal Tzevei. In terms of the halachos regarding Shmona Esrei, we'll see later on in Simik Kufdal. We'll stop you for now. We'll pick up with Siv Zion tomorrow.